And it said, just looked like it's something telling me something, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't believe, I'm not superstitious about things, but that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I done told my wife about that before he come. I dreamt.
That would seem to be a strange coincidence, wouldn't it, that sequence of events? Oh, when you wanted to take your wife home from a dance, what did you ask her?
I told her, say, can I see you? And of course I did, I wanted to see her home. I didn't know nobody else to see her home.
Do people around here say, may I carry you home?
Yeah,
that's still common.
Yeah.
And you know I was too little to carry her. I never could carry her. You see, you weighed 100 pounds or more when we married, didn't you?
I was 135.
If someone were going to help you carry some things, well, what would you ask him? Will you, let's say you had a heavy suitcase or something. Mm-hmm.
I'd say it in this kind of way. Would you help me carry this suitcase or something like that?
Do people tote around here?
No, someone
else still totes.
They still tote. And they carry their horses too here. You know
what?
Carry their horses, you know. And say, carry my horse up yonder and put him up. You know, you can't carry a horse. They say funny words, you know. If you just stop and think about what they're saying.
They use that instead of take, huh?
Carry my horse over and tie that tree, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the horse could walk, he wouldn't want to carry it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And they say that. I guess it's, old boys say, carry my girl up, you know, so and so, and he wouldn't want me to carry her.
If something is over there and you want it brought over here, what would you say to me?
I'd say, help me move that over here.
Well, let's say you just wanted to stay here.
Bring it to me or something like that. Like your...
I don't know of anything other than bring for that. Would you tell me to bring it to your wife or take it to your wife?
I'd take it to my wife. If you didn't want to take it to her. I'd say you might say it, bring it to me. I wouldn't say bring it to her, because I'd be taking it to her, wouldn't it?
And to change the subject again, if you saw a little child about to put his hand on a snake, what would you holler to him?
I'd holler, look out, the snake there, don't you put your hand in.
What if you saw he was going to touch it anyway?
Boy, I'd grab him, I guess. I just wouldn't wait to say it. I don't know what I'd do.
Oh, and did you have games where you had what was called a goal or a ghoul when you were children? Score a goal or score a ghoul or make a point? I don't think that was common down here at all.
We never played that.
Does that name or anything similar?
How about this game where they probably got a place up here where men can get out and chase a little ball with a bag full of clubs and try to hit it in a little hole?
I don't know. Are you playing
golf?
Golf, yeah. That's right.
Is there a course up here?
No, they ain't there. They golf field Otterville over there somewhere. They got a small golf field. They haven't gotten it up here.
I don't know them.
You know, down in Dallas, they've got that fixed so they've got electric carts, and the men don't even have to walk behind the ball. They can just hit it and then get in the cart, and go up to the ball, and then get out, hit it again, and get back in the cart. I bet that gives them a lot of good exercise.
He rides the cart, doesn't he?
Right? Yeah. He has a boy to hand in his club.
Yeah. Well, he's got more money than brains, don't you think?
Oh, it's strange. Well, if you had a piece of pipe or something, or a tree limb, had it up in the air and you wanted another fellow to come put his hands on it, what would you tell him to do?
I'd tell him to take it there.
Uh-huh.
Put it down, wouldn't you?